as far as the website goes, that was a free redesign at no cost to the taxpayer, and it came from our web vendor, which is called Civic Plus. And we've had our website since 2014, and, you know, a lot has happened in the 5 years since then with web design and, you know, visual style. So we really wanted to give a big visual update to our website. And also it was really important to us that, you know, we were entitled to one free redesign per our contract with the web vendor, so we definitely want to take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically a refresh look for the website, but we also have an entirely new homepage that we hope is going to be easier for residents to move around and get connections with the city.
Any advantages for the consumer?
Yeah, I would say the biggest change is going to be on the homepage. We have up at the top, we have some drop-down menus that are going to be easier to navigate, find the information they need. We also have plugins for our social media. We also worked with our web vendor to identify the places that residents were going to the most, such as like Parks and Recreation or agendas, online payments. So that's placed more predominantly on our homepage. And then we also have a bigger news section, so news related to the city or things going around, going on in the city. We have bigger connections to that. And then also trying to improve our city calendar so we have a full record of all the meetings